The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has released a new plan for managing Columbia River hatchery programs while protecting endangered fish. The plan calls for reduced hatchery production in some areas and a complete stop to using hatchery broodstock from outside the Columbia River. Rob Jones is with NOAA Fisheries.
The science tells us that hatcheries can have benefits but also present risks that we have to consider. We're tailoring hatchery operations to maximize the benefits and minimize the risks.
Hatchery fish can harm wild salmon and steelhead by competing for food and spawning grounds. They can also affect the genetics of wild fish through interbreeding. Overall, the new plan would reduce hatchery Chinook releases while increasing coho production. The changes will affect the allowable catch for sport, commercial, and tribal fishermen across the Northwest.